The Morning Huddle. With David Hurlbut. Weekday morning from 6 to 7.
Is there anybody alive out there?
The Morning Huddle with David Hurlbut.
In the field till you get your back burned working beneath the wheels till you get your facts learned. Maybe I got my facts.
Welcome back to the show.
Learn real good right now.
We're so glad you could join us.
Get it straight.
Monday, February 25th.
Rich man wanna be king.
Thanks for tuning in. 1340 AM, 104.7 FM, streaming us live at MileHighSports.com. Checking us out on your smartphone. Get the Mile High Sports app for your smartphone right now. Plenty of ways to listen to the station all Monday long. Thank you so much for starting your day, your Monday, your week, right here with the Morning Huddle. I'm your host, David Hurlbut, a Jersey guy living the dream here in Denver. Kyle Berry is with me as always, as we're about midway through year four working together. Unbelievable. Let me tell you how you can reach us. 303-831-1340. That's the hotline. That is the text line. Made it easy for you, friends. At K Berry, your head, Kyle's Twitter. At Hurlbut Huddle is mine. First-time guest is going to join us in the third segment today, Buddy Andrade from DraftSite.com. We tracked each other down across the country. Said, Buddy, come on the show this week. How's tomorrow look? Done. Book it. So Buddy's going to join us, you know, talk a little bit about the combine coming up this weekend, early NFL draft thoughts. Before you know it, it'll be here, folks. The Broncos will be on the clock, so maybe his thoughts on the first nine picks beforehand. Of course, talk some Broncos, where he thinks the Broncos might go with that first pick, the number 10 pick overall. So Buddy will join us in the third segment. We've got golf. We've got some Oscars wrap-up. We've got an NFL owner in possible deep, deep water. Of course, the story breaking after my show Friday. The Nuggets are... I'm knocking on the wood desk here at which I am sitting. The Nuggets are playing some great basketball. It is an absolute joy to watch this kind of basketball. So plenty of talk about KB. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
KB's ready. I'm ready. Let's hope you folks are ready with Today in Sports.
Today in Sports with David Hurlbut. Presented by Caliber Home Loans. Let them guide you home. Visit CaliberHomeLoans.com.
Folks, we are in the last few days of February. Are you kidding me? Almost one-sixth of the way done with 2019. February 25th, back in 1940, New York Rangers and the Montreal Canadiens played the first hockey game to be televised in the U.S. The game was aired on CBS in New York with one camera in a fixed position. Rangers beat the Canadiens 6-2. 1951, the first Pan American Games opened in Buenos Aires, Argentina. 1957, U.S. Supreme Court ruled 6-3 that baseball was only professional sport exempt from antitrust laws. 1964, Cassius Clay, later on Muhammad Ali, of course, becomes the heavyweight boxing champion in an upset victory over Sonny Liston. How about this one? 1978, O.J. Simpson was the guest host on Saturday Night Live. 1989, Jerry Jones, the brand new owner of the Dallas Cowboys, lets Tom Landry go after a 29-year career. 2002, man, I can't believe this is 17 years ago. 2002, Jason Williams, former NBA star, surrendered to New Jersey police. He was charged with second-degree manslaughter in the death of Costas Christofi. Christofi was killed by a shotgun that was recklessly handled by Williams. Williams was released on $250,000 bail. And in 2005, finally, it was announced that Walt Disney Company had agreed to sell the Anaheim Mighty Ducks to billionaire Henry Samulak and his wife, Susan. The company was operated out of Arrowhead Pond, the Mighty Ducks home arena. Man, a little bit of everything there for you today. Hockey, boxing, NFL news, NBA. I can't believe that Jason Williams story. He's now 17 years old. I can't remember if he's in prison right now or not, or if he's already served. That was just a dreadful, dreadful, sad, sad case. Oh, boy. Time is flying by, folks. That's today in sports for a Monday. More importantly, February 25th. Don't forget, Buddy Andrade is going to join us. Third segment from DraftSite.com. Talk a little combine. Talk NFL draft. And of course, a little bit on the Broncos. I got to tell you, last night, folks, Oscars completely snuck up on me. I had a little Nuggets going. I had some, of course, NASCAR going. And most importantly for me, just yesterday, the World Golf Championships going down there in Mexico City. And all of a sudden, I'm flipping the channels. And I come to the end, Julie Roberts, to present the best picture. Completely snuck up on me. Oscars have fallen. I'm very curious to see what happens with the ratings tomorrow. They'll be out later today, but obviously not in time to give them to you right now this early in the morning. Best picture, Green Book. No idea. Never saw it. I saw all the tweets about it afterwards saying, I saw this movie. It was called Driving Miss Daisy. It came out in the 80s. So I'll check it out when it comes to Netflix or on demand or what have you. Black Panther is up for it. I didn't see Black Panther. A Star is Born was up. Roma, I don't know that. Bohemian Rhapsody, wife saw that. I have not caught that yet. But Green Book with Viggo Mortensen won. Best actress in a supporting role. Who do we have here? Regina King. Actor in a supporting role. How do you say this? Marisela Ali, again for Green Book. What do we got here? Try and keep this interesting for you. A Star is Born gets winner. The song Shallow for Best Original Song. Original Screenplay, Green Book. There you go. Again. So I got to see this movie, Green Book, apparently. Actor in a leading role, Rami Malek takes it on Bohemian Rhapsody. I hear he was absolutely fantastic, beating out some big-time actors. Listen to who this young guy beat out. Christian Bale, Bradley Cooper, William Dafoe, and Viggo Mortensen. Wow. That is something to tell your kids and grandkids about. Hey, kids, your grandfather took home an Oscar. Here are the cats I beat out. Bale, Cooper, Dafoe, and Mortensen. Congratulations to Rami. I've got to see a movie. At this point, looks like it'll be a Netflix night. Actress in the leading role, Olivia Colman from The Favorite. Roma got Best Director. So I got to catch up on some of these. But don't I say that every year? The Oscar, I haven't watched an award show in 15, 20 years. So if anybody has any suggestions, please let me know. 303-831-1340. Call, text. Is Green Book truly the best movie of the year? I just saw a lot of sarcasm on Twitter. Now, granted, I'd say 90% of the people I follow on Twitter are all sports related. I'm not on there, you know, taking pictures of, you know, the BLT I'm having for lunch and posting it. It's just all sports. I don't do anything with politics. I really don't do much on, cinema, film, movies, music, just a little bit here and there, I guess, a little pop culture. But I follow mostly sports for breaking sports stories for this show. So all the people I follow in the sporting world, we're pretty sarcastic about Green Book getting the victory. The one that hit me was like, yeah, I saw this movie. It's called Driving Miss Daisy. So I'll have to check it out. Got to see Black Panther. I hear that's a fantastic film. I love those movies. I love those superhero movies. They are escape. They take you away from the everyday grind. Anyway, any thoughts on the Oscars? You know how to reach us, folks. At K Barrierhead, at Robot Huddle. KB, did you watch any of the show last night? Nope. Sorry, folks. We are not the best show for you right now in terms of Oscar updates. I can tell you that I am on fire in this early season in terms of NASCAR and golf.
He's on fire!
With my picks. Got the Daytona 500 winner. Biggest golf tournament of the year, World Golf Championships in Mexico. I had DJ. DJ runs away with it, 21 under, winning by 5 over McIlroy. And then Paul Casey, Ian Poulter following up. Sergio, Justin Thomas, Tiger about 12, 13 back. Phil was even. Patrick Reed, 7 under. But Dustin Johnson, I have changed my thoughts on two players. I always thought that Jordan Spieth, if he had everything going, was the most talented player out there. I have switched gears. Jordan hasn't shown me that in a long time, and I can't keep saying that. Dustin Johnson, when everything's clicking, I think is unbeatable right now. I mean, when everything is clicking. And I don't mean against Tiger in his prime or Phil in his prime. I mean right now. 2019. February. When he's got everything going, driving well, you know, up and downs, getting out of bunkers, and of course the putter. I think he has the best game in pro golf. And he showed it over the weekend. 21 under, winning his 6th World Golf Championship. I think only Tiger has more at 8. And DJ's only, I think, 34. More on this when we get back, because he is quietly putting together a nice Hall of Fame career. Folks, it's a Monday, February 25th. Lots to do. We're so glad you could join us. We'll take you home, folks. Don't you worry. On the Morning Huddle.
The Morning Huddle with David Hurlbut, presented by the Phipps Team, delivering impeccable client service and outstanding results. The realtors you need to talk to are at phippsteam.com.
Oh, welcome back, everyone. Monday, February 25th. So glad you could tune in. What do we got today? Nice, beautiful Monday in the Mile High City. Nice winter February day. 303-831-1340. That is the hotline, the text line, of course, at KBerryhead, Kyle's Twitter, at Hurlbut Huddle is mine. Buddy Andrade will join us in the next segment from draftsite.com. That should be fun. First-time guest. Hopefully we don't scare him away. And you just heard the number and the little advertisement there for the Phipps team. I love these folks. I really can't say it enough. Here's the number, 720-484-8620. You know I always recommend checking out their website. It's a great place to start if you are starting your home search or if you want to put your home up for sale. Go to phippsteam.com, phippsteam.com. Get the ball rolling. You'll read all about their decades of experience, their educational blogs, home listings, their marketing strategies. You'll see pictures of their staging, which is top-notch. They do not skimp on that staging. There's really no reason to look anywhere else if you're in the Arvada, Westminster, Broomfield. Really, anywhere in Denver area. Give them a call, 720-484-8620. And, of course, that's phippsteam.com. Right before we went to break, we were talking a little World Golf Championship down there in Mexico. Justin Thomas was absolutely on fire. What did he end up shooting? 62. For a moment there, he was flirting with that, how's best to describe it? That magical score of 59 didn't quite go his way, but he did shoot a wonderful 9 under par yesterday. At one point, he had 4 or 5 birdies in a row, and the cup looked like it was as big as a basketball hoop for him. Folks, it's all about putting. If you play golf like I do, or if you're a little better, a little worse, or if you're professional, you drive for show and you putt for dough. If your putter is on fire, you are going to have a good day out there on the greens. But I was talking about Dustin Johnson, a convincing win. I think pound for pound, the best player in the world when everything is clicking. 21 under. How about these scores over the weekend? 64, 67. 66-66. That is getting it done. Here are the list of players with most consecutive seasons with a win. You know who up top. Jack and Arnie tied with 17. Billy Casper, 16. Tiger and Lee Trevino tied with 14. Walter Hagen, 12. Dustin Johnson now with 12. And I want to say Dustin Johnson's like 34. So he's got 10 more years in his prime. He's only 5 away from Jack. Dustin Johnson has quietly been an example of just consistent excellence over the last decade. He is a major winner. But look at the company he's in. Jack, Arnie, Tiger, Trevino, Hagen, and Dustin Johnson. 12 consecutive years with a win. And yesterday marked his 20th win on the PGA Tour. Why is that important? Lifetime exemption. No more stress, no more two-year exemption year, you know, sponsors exemption or whatever. You know, that wouldn't happen for years. But when Dustin Johnson is 67 and he says, I want to enter the Honda Classic, he can enter it. Lifetime exemption. You get to that 20-win mark, the world is your oyster if you're a PGA Tour player. So no more pressure, not that he had any, and he's financially set for life. That's not a problem. But it must be, it's quite the accomplishment. Remember when Phil got it and Tiger got it? You know, Tiger got it by like the age of 25. It's ridiculous. Phil got it pretty early himself, too. I think it was 30 or 31. So now DJ gets it at 34. And he still has, like I said, 8 to 10 years to really pad his resume. And he is on his way, folks, to the Hall of Fame. By the way, how much you think it helps that your father-in-law, I can't even remember, though, actually, if they're married or not married. But let's just call him your father-in-law, is Wayne Gretzky. You think that helps a little bit with the mental approach to a game? I know a little bit about both of them, met them both. Very nice to me. I don't know how much, you know, DJ asks for help from Wayne, but I'm sure he talks to him about it. One guy is the greatest all-time in his sports and one of the, you know, three or four guys on Mount Rushmore for team sports. And it's not even close. To be able to say, hey, Dad, or hey, Wayne, whatever he calls him. Got a big round tomorrow, U.S. Open, final round. I'm in the final group going against Tiger. Any thoughts, any words, you know, when you were going up in the big Stanley Cup final? Bet that'd be a nice little conversation to eavesdrop in on. So it's been nice to see his career go to the next level around the same time that Mr. Gretzky came in his life. So, hey, more power to Dustin for utilizing that resource. Some people might be too proud. No. I don't need to talk to Wayne. No, he's not a golfer. No, he's Canadian. No. I'm fine. I've been fine my whole life. No, he embraces it. So well done, Dustin Johnson. Looks like you're off to another great start to the year. 303-831-1340. Well, one of the most bizarre stories in sports broke. I'll say late Friday morning after the show. So I'm sure all the guys, you know, the midday guys and the afternoon guys were talking about it. And I'm sure there were not many tears shed in Denver when this story broke. I'm talking about the Robert Kraft story down there in Florida being charged in a day spa prostitution sting. And I think it's called, what was it called? The Orchid or something, Orchid Asian Day Spa down there in Jupiter, Florida. I think that's where Tiger Woods lives. And it was a massive statewide sting, really trying to crack down on the human trafficking, which, you know, is a huge, sad, sick, disgusting problem in this country and countries around the world. Bringing young women to different countries and giving them a new start in the country. But, oh, by the way, you basically have to be a prostitute. So I don't think that's what Robert Kraft was looking to do. I don't think Robert Kraft was aware of that. We will see. Time will tell. Nevertheless, he was busted in this, spa prostitution sting soliciting sex. Apparently, there might be some video out there of Mr. Kraft engaged in some sort of sexual act. If that comes out, watch out, because we have seen what these videos do. It takes the crime to another level, i.e. Ray Rice, i.e. Kareem Hunt. When those videos came out, Rice's career is over and Kareem Hunt was jettisoned immediately from the Kansas City Chiefs. Now with the Browns, we'll keep an eye on that for you. But this is a big deal. I mean, Mr. Richardson had to sell the Carolina Panthers not too long ago because of some sexual misconduct. Ursay with the Colts got 6 games and I think a $500,000 fine for driving, you know, under the influence. I believe it was painkillers. That's pretty darn serious, because not only could he have hurt himself, he could have hurt others. But, you know, the NFL's personal conduct policy mandates that owners and club officials, quote, will be subject to more significant discipline for violations of the policy. So this is just beginning. He could be sentenced as early as today down there in Florida. I'll pick this up at least in the fourth segment. Maybe we'll get Buddy's take on it. Buddy's going to join us in the next segment from DraftSite.com. Talk everything NFL, but this story is just beginning. Will Kraft get 4 games, 6 games a year? Will he be pushed out as owner? What kind of fine? Look, $500,000 is pennies for a guy worth $6.8 billion. But this is just the beginning of a huge story for the NFL. Come on back, folks. Two more segments to go. We're entering the third segment, making the turn here on a Monday on Mile High Sports.
The Morning Huddle with David Hurlbutt, presented by the Phipps Team, delivering impeccable client service and outstanding results. The realtors you need to talk to are at phippsteam.com.
There are people down there in that area, I'm told, who say that this story is going to heat up and get a lot worse. And I don't mean involving Robert Kraft. I'm talking about with all the human trafficking that has gone on down there. I'm also told that Robert Kraft is not the biggest name involved down there in South Florida, and we'll see what police turn up in the report. But obviously there's a situation that's unfolding here that's disturbing on a number of levels.
Where do we go from here? Adam Schefter talking there. Yeah. Schefter getting the scoop. That story is just beginning. Buddy Andrade will join us here in one moment. 303-831-1340. Call or text us if you have a question for either of us about the Combine, the NFL Draft, the Broncos. First, check out my friends, though, at OnTap Credit Union. They have checking accounts for you, savings accounts, including money markets, IRAs, CDs, credit cards, vehicle loans, mortgage loans, home equity lines of credit, insurance agency, just so much more. Check them out. Go to ontapcu.org. That's ontapcu.org. I love these people over there at OnTap Credit Union. And as always, they are federally insured through the NCUA, the National Credit Union Administration. Check them out on tapcu.org. Well, it's his first time on the show. Let's hope we don't scare him away. He is Buddy Andrade from DraftSite.com. You can follow him at DraftSiteBuddy on Twitter. Buddy, good morning. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning. How we doing, my friend? Good morning, Denver. How we doing?
We're doing great, man. Thanks for joining us for the first time. Before we get to all the combine stuff and the NFL draft stuff, this Robert Kraft story, this is wild. Any thoughts on it from your perspective? Because I believe you're back east. What are they saying back east?
I'm in New Bedford, Massachusetts. I'm 40 miles from the stadium. I'm halfway between Cape Cod and Providence.
Okay.
Just to let you know, it's not even allowed to be talked about here on sports radio.
Really?
Like, you cannot call in. Like, the kibosh has been put down by somebody not allowing this to be talked about. And I'm very curious who that is.
Oh my gosh. I've never heard of such a thing, because, you know, everybody's got a right to their opinion and talk about it. But for someone to say, you're right, you used the white word, put the kibosh on it. Wow. You know, look, we're going to stay in touch. If you find anything out without getting yourself in trouble, we would love to hear. But that's a fascinating reaction.
Yeah, it's something that's probably not known around the country, and I probably just spilled the beans on, and I really don't care, because I've been a Pats fan since 84, and I'm not really a big Kraft fan.
Okay.
And I haven't been for a while, so I'm going to keep a lot of my thoughts to myself. But
fair enough.
Yeah, just so everybody does know, the kibosh has been put on sports talk show hosts. They can talk about it, but not field calls on it.
Interesting. All right, buddy. As that continues to develop, you know you're always welcome here to talk about it as much as you want to, so we appreciate that. Let's get to your area of expertise. Let's start with the Combine. That's coming up this weekend. Are you going to attend?
I will not be attending, but I snacks, everything else ready for NFL Network to bring me four straight days.
Beautiful. Do you enjoy it? Do you watch enjoy watching the Combine?
I do enjoy watching it, but one thing about the Combine is people got to realize what you're trying to do is verify information that you've already found on film. That's the way the 32 teams should be looking at this. If you're finding a player, at this point in time, you haven't been doing your homework.
Gotcha. Are there a couple of players in your mind that have a lot to prove, that have a lot of questions that people need answers to? I mean, I'm sure we're all curious about, you know, Kyler Murray's height and weight, but is there someone out there or a couple of people out there that really have a lot on the line?
I think a lot of the receivers, just because nobody's jumped out as the clear-cut favorite. You got DK Metcalf out of Ole Miss, who's just a big burner. You got to see how he runs over the middle. He had a broken neck last year. So the medical is going to be very important on DK Metcalf as to where he fits, because he could go anywhere from 15 to 45 in the draft,
okay,
depending on the medical.
Okay.
I think he's a big guy to watch and how his workout is and how he's recovered. But if you saw the picture of him, he's jacked like a linebacker. He's ridiculously put together.
Gotcha. What are your thoughts on Kyler Murray? He's such a polarizing figure. I don't mean like his personality. Seems like a wonderful kid, a phenomenal athlete. If you can get drafted in the first round in two different sports, you're doing something right. But what are your thoughts on him, as a potential NFL quarterback? Are you scared away from him, from his height and weight? What do you think? Where does this kid end up going?
I'll tell you, he can go anywhere from 1 to 32.
Okay.
And I tell you one, I say this seriously, because Cliff Kingsbury said in the past, if he could draft any player in this draft, it would be Kyler Murray. And the talk is, if they are smitten with him, they're going to draft him and trade Rosen. And
okay,
there's a couple of landing spots for Josh Rosen. They'll eat a little bit of dead cap on that, but they could end up with two pretty high picks. If the Giants are one of those teams who are interested in him, or Jacksonville,
sure,
you end up 1-6 or 1-7, and you can really start to restock that Arizona program.
Absolutely. But does his height and weight scare you, my friend?
It doesn't really. 80% of his passes last year were out of the pocket. He seems to be able to find passing lanes. He's got a strong arm. He's a guy in the new NFL offense. He can run that read option and make a difference. He might be a few inches shorter than Russell Wilson, but he reminds me a lot of him. And also with that baseball pedigree, you can say he is like a Russell Wilson.
Exactly.
And Russell Wilson's made it. He's won a Super Bowl and been a franchise quarterback in this league. Drew Brees isn't the biggest guy in the world. He's, you know, making passes. Granted, he's in a dome. I'm anti-dome quarterbacks a lot, but
okay,
the guy is who he is.
Yeah, exactly. Can't take it away from him. I'm looking at your mock draft right now. You've put together the player profiles, and draftsite.com has put together this mock draft. Make sure I have the latest one, but you've got Nick Bosa going first to Arizona.
Yes, this is DJ Boyer, who does our mock drafts, and he's on mock draft number 19, and
wow,
he does all seven rounds.
Okay.
He starts in August. The guy's the Cal Ripken of mock drafts. He's unbelievable.
I love that. He's got Nick Bosa going at one. The one consistent pick I see on every mock draft I look at is Dwayne Haskins going to the Giants. Is that about as sure thing as you can find in the top 10?
It is. The only thing I'd throw in, the wrinkle with the Josh Rosen thing I was saying,
mm-hmm,
as far as if they trade with Arizona.
Do you think that's got some real traction? Is there some real possibility to that, or is it just some radio talk?
The other aspect to that is they have the same agent. And you know how we've heard about LeBron and Anthony Davis having the same agent and
mm-hmm,
the problems it's causing in the NBA. I just wonder how much of an impact that is going to have. But I think it's something we're going to hear after the Combine. I think it's going to be something that's going to be watched a lot during the Combine, seeing where Cliff's sitting, seeing where Heim's sitting, and watching Kyler Murray work out and how much of a workout does Kyler Murray actually do.
Exactly. Exactly. And let's get down to number 10. Let's get to it, my friend. Of course, I'm right here in the heart of Denver. We have been quarterback starved since Mr. Manning decided to ride off on his white horse. Drew Lock, they've got coming to Denver. We've heard that a lot around here. Tell me what you think about Drew Lock and how serious a possibility is that going at number 10?
Well, we've heard that Elway, the word used was smitten with Drew Lock. I'm not a big Drew Lock guy. My top two guys are Haskins and Murray, and then it's a big drop-off maybe to the second round.
Mm-hmm.
For me, for Denver, when I look, I'm looking at right tackle. You got to shore that position up. And the guy I have for you guys is Juwan Taylor. And 45 minutes ago, Adam Schefter sent out a text that he won't be working out due to a mild distal hamstring strain.
Okay.
So he won't be working. But a guy to watch out for. You and Buffalo are back-to-back 9 and 10, both needs of offensive line.
Yes.
A guy to watch this week is Cody Ford, offensive tackle out of Oklahoma. Just watch the tape on this guy. I counted one time I saw him on the ground.
Really?
One time. The guy is listed. He could be a guard or a tackle. He's in that 6'3", 6'4 range. I want to see where he measures out.
Okay.
I think this guy is the real deal. I think this guy's Pro Bowl potential at right tackle. I really do. And well, he played on that line with a lot of good players in Oklahoma and protected Murray, and he kept Murray's jersey clean.
Absolutely. No, that line was fantastic. I know the mock is that conference doesn't play great defense, but you know what? You play the defense that's in front of you, and that line was phenomenal. I see him listed here at 6'3", 335 on your website, going 17th to Cleveland. So you think he might sneak up a little earlier?
I do. I really do. I think he's the best lineman in this draft.
Is that right?
Best offensive lineman in this draft. That's my personal feeling from watching tapes on him. Jonah Williams, Greg Little, Juwan Taylor, who I think is a right tackle at the next level. Out of all these guys, Cody Ford's my guy. Between him and TJ Hawkinson, they're my two favorite players in this whole draft.
If you were the Denver Broncos GM, would you go offensive line? Because you're preaching to the choir. This line's been a mess for years. I still believe that's where NFL games are won and lost. Would you go O-line as early as 10?
I would go O-line as early as 10 because your other needs, defensive tackle, probably the best fit for you guys is a good run-stuffing defensive tackle. And that guy would be Dexter Lawrence, who was the guy who was suspended for the two playoff games from Clemson.
Yeah.
A big guy, 340, commands double teams, actually does get some pressure up the middle. It might be a little too early for him, or do you want to take a chance on a guy like that? Do you want more of a sure thing with your right tackle?
Buddy, tell us where we can follow you, my friend. I want everyone to be able to follow your work on Twitter, on DraftSite. Tell us how we can follow you, my friend.
All right, on Twitter, at DraftSiteBuddy. Any questions, I try to get back. I've got two kids, so my phone's always in my hand. DraftSite.com. Just to let you know about our site, we cover the four major sports. Mock drafts, you can do your own mock drafts for NBA. If you're a Nuggets fan, NHL, Colorado Avalanche fan, see who we have your teams picking, and WNBA draft, and also Fake Pigskin for all your fantasy needs.
Love it. Buddy, let's do this again. Let's check in after the combine. I'm sure you'll be glued to the TV. We appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on and being a rookie today.
All right. Have a great day. You didn't scare me away. I'll see you soon.
Love it. Love it, man. His buddy, Andre, he is for DraftSite.com, at DraftSiteBuddy on Twitter. Like that. Getting a fellow East Coaster on here telling it like it is. Fascinating what he said about the radio. They put the kibosh on Boston Sports Radio. No calls about Robert Kraft. Let's talk about that when we get back. That is amazing. On a Monday, the Morning Huddle.
Chevrolet. Have you been? I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do.
The Morning Huddle with David Hurlbutt, presented by the Fitz Team, delivering impeccable client service and outstanding results. The realtors you need to talk to are at FitzTeam.com.
Do you remember when we used to dance?
Oh, this is great stuff, Kyle. Oh, this takes me back. Great call. 303-831-1340. Hotline and the text line at KBarrierhead at Hurlbutt Huddle. Three ways to reach us right there. Any thoughts on your mind in the sports world, let us know. And if you have a question about a dentist, I can help you there as well. Arvada Dental Center, 303 421-7611. They are located out there in Arvada, Colorado, about 5-minute walk from Old Town Arvada near the Wadsworth Bypass. Open today through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Shoot them an email, info@arvadadentalcenter.com. I talk about the implants all the time, IV sedation. If you're like me, get a little nervous in a service when it comes to the dentist. And those one-visit crowns, people, this is a no-brainer. I've had one crown in my life. I hope I end there. But I remember it was a 2 or 3 visit procedure. Come back in, try the crown out. Oh, it doesn't fit that right, Mr. Robot. Come back in, try the crown. Oh, let's numb you up again. Oh, we're going to take that temporary crown off. Here, okay, sit here, relax. The doc will be right with you. Please, what a nightmare. That's how we used to do it. Now you go into Arvada Dental Center. One visit, they'll make the crown. Game, set, and match. Check them out, folks. ArvadaDentalCenter.com. I like talking to that buddy, Andrade, joining us from DraftSite.com. I was just looking at all the picks his website has for the Broncos. They have Locke going to the Broncos at 10. Jerry Tillery going 41st, a defensive tackle out of Notre Dame, a center out of Penn State in the third round. Then they've got wide receiver, a couple DBs, a couple of outside linebackers, a running back. So it looks like a quarterback, an offensive lineman, and then a lot of defense. That makes sense. I don't really think you need to draft a wide receiver. They've got one in here a few rounds down from Missouri. But go heavy on defense because this is a defense-packed draft. But I agree with him. I mean, either the first or second rounds, you got to get some offensive line help. I'm going to do some more research myself on several of those offensive linemen he mentioned. And, of course, keep one eye on the combine this weekend. Read all the summaries of all the experts there. What they see, what they saw, and take it from there, because that's the next step in this draft process. That is the next step in improving your team. It just happens to be the Broncos for most of you listening. Who needs some help? Will it be Locke? Will there be a trade? Oh, I love it. Absolutely love this time of the year. We were talking earlier about the Robert Kraft situation. I also thought it was very, very interesting what our last guest just said, Buddy Andrade, who's about, what did he say, Kyle? 20 miles, 30 miles from Foxborough, from the stadium. You could tell from his accent. I just loved it. Heavy Boston accent. Boston boy there. It felt like I was, you know, talking to Matt Damon or, you know, who else? Ben Affleck. But clearly a Patriots fan. Not exactly a big fan of Robert Kraft. So this recent situation is going to change his mind much. You have to keep an eye on it. You know, if the video comes out about, with Mr. Kraft in there receiving, you know, some sort of sexual action. I guess he was there twice. They caught him twice in the act soliciting prostitution. Let's hope. I hope for his sake. He was ignorant and oblivious to the fact that there could be human trafficking involved in this particular spot. There is a statewide, you know, investigation going on with all these spas down there in Florida. This one happened to be in Jupiter, Florida. So let's just hope he had no idea that these women could possibly be subjects and victims of human trafficking. If he did have knowledge of that, oh boy. Oh boy, Lord help him. This could get really ugly. I don't know how he can't be suspended at least 6 games. Irsay was fined $500,000. $500,000 to Robert Kraft. To put it in perspective here, I was just reading on Peter King's website, football, American Football, Good Morning. It would be 1/14 of 1% of Kraft's next net worth. Let me say that again. $500,000 to Robert Kraft would be 1/14 of 1% of a $6.8 billion net worth. To put it in perspective, to me, I did the math, it'd be about $200. So it's like $200 to a middle American hardworking family. If you take in the value of my home, what I've gotten, you know, different accounts, you know, what I make per week, about $200. For a second, it would sting, be like, oh, this stinks. But that $200 is not going to put me on the streets. It's not like 20 grand. You know, it's not like 200 grand. If they ask me for 200 grand, I just have to sell my house. So $200 for half a minute, I'd be like, well, that stunk. Then I'm over it. So the fine isn't going to teach him a lesson. I don't even know what the suspension really does to an owner. What does suspending an owner really do? Okay, so he goes home to wherever his mansion is in the Boston area. Maybe it's right there in Foxborough. You know, a man is worth $6.8 billion. I'm sure he has a pretty nice place to watch the TV. Okay, I'm sure he can't have day-to-day contact with the team, but you got Bill Belichick running things. He has one of his sons running things. You got Tom Brady there. What does suspending an owner really do? How is that really a punishment? You want to hurt the team, take away draft picks. Then if he's a player, you know, you suspend him. Tom Brady, if this were Tom Brady, you know, 6 games. That hurts the team. You want to hurt the team when your owner screws up. Draft picks. The money, insignificant. Insignificant. 6 games or 4 games or 8 games, whatever it is, watching at home in the comfort of your own home on probably an 80-inch flat screen TV, getting it catered, having friends over, that doesn't hurt him. All the people he trusts are still running the team. You want to really hurt them as this story develops. Start with draft picks. That's where they found their gems year after year. Much more on this tomorrow. Great show today. Thank you, KB, as always. Folks, we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Huddle.